Is my name Garden? Well, darling, because your mother and I banged it out in the garden.
I'm not going to say banged it out
and
to
that's it. That's where you can see.
Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast. It's a podcast with Laura Clary. Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast.
What the hell are you doing? Oh, Jesus.
No, I had to take my bra off. All the ladies out there will understand.
All the single ladies. Someone on iTunes said you should let me sing. It's one of the last reviews. All the single ladies. La 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 la.
Are you done or do you want to keep?
I think I'm done, yes.
Great.
Didn't we have a nice day and week?
It was awesome. We've had an awesome frickin' 2 weeks.
Yeah.
At least. I mean, it's been so... So, guys, hi. How are you?
Hello.
So much has happened. The pilot that we've been talking about forever, we finally shot it. And, you know, we were making it great for weeks and weeks. I mean, literally, we went in to pitch the show 15 months ago, and it just got shot literally last week.
Yeah.
And I'm so pleased. We're going in to see the first cut tomorrow.
Eek.
And I'm so nervous. I hope I love it. If not, we'll get it there. But
should we tell them what it's called, or is that breaking the surprise?
Well, I think it's still a working title, so I think we leave it for now.
Okay.
But it stars the Pamela Pupkin character and it has an incredible cast. It was so funny. We literally were just laughing the entire shoot. I mean, I broke so many times, meaning I was laughing during the takes. I couldn't control myself.
Oh, it was crazy.
But that's such a good sign.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Josh, the producer, texted me. He's like, my favorite part was you breaking all the time.
Ah.
But it's so amazing, you guys, to come up with something in your head and then see this set built around it and having all these incredible people working on the show and just making your vision become a reality. It's pretty amazing. So, man, I just think about, I literally came out here at 17. I'm 32. 17, I came out here. One day I'm going to have a show. One day. It's just so amazing, man. So persistence, guys. You just keep at it. You just keep going. Who was I talking about this with? Don't have a plan B. That we're like both against Plan Bs.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I'm against Plan
Bs. I'm not
Bs.
Against it. I just never had one.
Well, it's not that we're against it, but for me, I never had a Plan B. It was always I was going to do comedy in some form. I was going to actor, writer, director, comedy. That was it. That was my world. And I never had a Plan B. So I just, it wasn't like I could have, you know, been starving and struggling and getting rejected all the time and gone, well, looks like I'm going to go to law school, or looks like I'm going to become a roast agent, or looks like
I'm going to become a roast dinner.
A real estate agent.
Oh, a roast dinner. That's a big thing out here. Everyone becomes real estate agents. They come out here to do acting and then they become real estate agents. What the F?
Well, it's, you know, you can make a lot of money doing that. So
yeah, you can.
I don't fault them. But
it's a good thing, but there's so many real estate agents. Thank you.
Yes. And so I never had a plan B. I don't believe Steven had a plan B either.
No, I didn't. Can't do anything else.
Right. And I think that although it seems a little crazy, it served us really well because there was just no quitting because there was no other option because this was the only plan. So you just have to make it work. And what I've seen through the years living here in Los Angeles is that people with a plan B 9 times out of 10 end up doing their plan B.
That's
because
true.
It's easier. It's more stable.
Yes.
It's they just go, well, I didn't make it by this time in whatever I wanted to do.
It's hard to get anything to happen.
Right.
In entertainment.
Especially if you have a plan. That's more reliable.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe this is terrible advice. I also tell people not to go to college. So, I mean, obviously, if you're like a doctor or a lawyer, like go to college. But it's just so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And then, like, just YouTube it.
And we have friends that have spent like so much money on a degree.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they don't use their degrees. Yeah. But, you know, some people need it, obviously. So anyway, that was an interesting talk. Yes, I was talking to the makeup artist about it.
Oh, right.
About not having a plan B.
Right.
That, yeah, just kind of...
She was great, that makeup artist. She was from Zimbabwe, right?
Yes. So the whole crew was amazing. I mean, there was just so much talent, so much talent.
Kyle was brilliant directing. The guy that is on... If you go back a few episodes, Kyle Dunnigan directed our pilot, and he's on one of our episodes.
Yeah, Kyle Dunnigan's hilarious. He has the funniest Instagram ever, and he is so, so funny. And we initially got him to help do punch-ups on the script.
Which
and
means
then,
making jokes in it.
Yeah, and then was suggested that he directed it, and I loved that idea, and... That was that. So it was just awesome. Same comedic sensibilities. So we are 20 weeks and one day pregnant. I'm totally showing so much energy. I had to, because Pamela, my character, is always in these like tight workout outfits. And so I had to have this, what do you call those jackets? Those windbreaker type jackets on the entire shoot. To cover the bump, because I'm absolutely showing, and I didn't make a thing of it. If the show gets picked up, I want her to be really pregnant and not to be part of the comedy, but I had to hide the bump for the show, but it was fine. I mean, I feel really grateful. I have so much energy and don't feel nauseous at all, and I know like some people feel even worse second trimester, so I feel so grateful.
Yes.
But it was such a success, and we went... We saw a 3D ultrasound today, and we're going to have that vlog up in a couple weeks.
It was amazing. So our baby is in the top 90 percentile of height and length.
Yes, it's a tall, tall baby, and I'm not surprised. I'm 6 feet, Stephen 6'1". So.
And the lady didn't realize that we were tall when she was doing the ultrasound, and she was like, oh, wow, your baby is like 2 weeks, going to be 2 weeks early. It's
yeah,
because
it was bigger. Yeah. And then she saw my legs
hanging off the end of the table.
She was like, oh, never mind.
She laughed.
It's just tall. So we're going to have that video for you guys. As also the gender reveal video will be on the 29th of December. So stay tuned for that. What do you think it is? Go on the Facebook page and put in your guess. Is it a girl or a boy or a girl or a boy or a they? Could be a they.
Yeah.
It could be a they. Cannot assume gender.
But if it's got a penis or a vagina... Then
they can decide that they can decide that they don't identify with either gender.
Before they can identify, though, we can say what it is.
Yes.
So there you go.
That's true. And I'm just kind of joking around with this whole thing. So, okay. What else? Oh, and then we're going to London.
Yeah.
On this Sunday.
In 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. No, two days.
Weeks?
Why am I saying 2 weeks? For 2 weeks in 2 days.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I booked the Airbnb and I made it sound like we were a lesbian couple. Because I did it from you signed up and then I wrote a message to the people that we're staying with.
As Laura, saying, my wife and I.
My wife and I are coming to London to do banging all over the place.
Yes.
And they were like, nice to meet you, lesbian couple.
Yes, I do think we're lesbians and I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with lesbians every single day.
Okay, so we have some questions on Facebook. I'm going to bring them up. I asked, didn't ask me anything on Facebook, so I'm going to bring them up right now.
I'm going to do one called an Ask Me Anything, and it's basically my ass going to be doing answering questions.
That's a great idea. On the next podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you excited about having a baby with Steven? Absolutely. This is from Talisha Nicole Shelton. I am all sorts of excited, terrified, really excited. I would say if I start thinking about the future, I can get, oh my gosh, this is scary. But if I stay in now, I'm just excited. It's just very exciting.
Today was the first time that it became really real to me that it's a little person.
Yes.
Because before I've just in my head have been like, oh, you know. But today was a big day for me because I saw its face and its little hands.
Yes.
And its little feet. It's going to be. You got. Then I realized it's going to be hanging out with us for. It's just going to be hanging out with us.
Yes.
This time next year, we have a little person hanging around.
It's so hard not to say the gender. Oh my God. It's really hard. But we can't do it, guys. We can't do it. Okay, check out this fucking asshole cunt.
Oh.
Robbie Baraz says, congrats on the pregnancy, though I predict many unfollowers.
What?
Right? First of all, Robbie, unfollowers is not a word, you fucking idiot bitch.
Dickbag.
Like, no. I mean, that's horrible that I just said that to her. But
yeah,
it
she
really
can
pissed
suck my dick.
It kind of really pissed me off
me
that
too.
She says that.
Idiot.
Like, why are you going to compliment? Congrats on the pregnancy, though I predict many unfollowers. I mean, stupid. What? Why would you unfollow someone because they're having a baby? Like, what world does she live in?
That's so weird.
You know what? Let me be all spiritual because I just got really angry and I need to take a step back and view her as sick in the head rather than evil. And she probably had like parents or whatever who didn't like kids. And so she has this negative view of babies.
She probably doesn't like kids.
Right. So she doesn't like kids or she doesn't like babies. And so she just...
Twat bag.
Well, no, we're doing the spiritual shit now.
Okay, twat bag. See. Spiritual twat bag.
No.
She's a twat bag.
Yeah, but like she's just sick in the head.
And a twat bag. A sick in the head twat bag. Two bad things about Ronnie.
Because Robbie.
Robbie. Wait, Robbie's a man's name.
So in her mind, us having a baby makes us less interesting. And so so she must find babies uninteresting.
Yes.
Or being pregnant uninteresting. And by the way, also, I'm a three-dimensional person. Just because I'm pregnant doesn't mean that we don't talk about other things and do other things.
Exactly.
Because we absolutely do.
Yeah.
And continue to work and live our life.
I've been working even harder than ever. This second trimester, we've done more shit than we've done. We've been making videos and making a TV pilot, and it's been a breeze.
Yeah, it really
well,
is.
Well, I wouldn't
say
a breeze.
It's been hard work, but awesome. So Becca Hayes Washburn. Becca Hayes Washburn says, epidural birth or trying for a natural holy Moses that flipping hurts birth? So
English as well, flipping.
Yes. So man, so Becca, that's a great question. And I'm literally going through it right now. I'm in the discovery phase and just discovery. I keep whatever.
Exploratory. But I can't see you ever saying
I'm exploratory. I'm in the exploratory phase. I am. So I'm reading all about hypnobirthing, natural birthing, epidural, hospital, birthing center, all of it. I mean, I'm just learning about all of it and looking at experiences on YouTube, which I love because it's awesome.
Yeah, but every time you watch a YouTube video, whatever that YouTube video has said, you think you want to do. And it's confusing me because I don't want you ever to see like someone who has a baby when they're
like in a tree
or
something.
Yeah. You'll be like, well.
So, Stephen, I want to have the baby in a tree.
In a parachute. Every time.
On a hot air balloon.
When I see you looking at YouTube, okay. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. We'll give it half an hour. There'll be a new plan.
Well, it's interesting because, like, my sisters are both, like, team epidural. And they had really good experiences with them. But then I'm seeing, like, some that suffer from back pain for years. And, you know, I'm so interested. And, guys, any moms that are listening, I would love to know your experience and whether you liked it or not. I mean, I'm to the point where I'm legit harassing strangers. Like, no yes. joke, I literally approached a stranger at Whole Foods who had a newborn.
You did as well.
With her. And I was like, Steven, I'm going to go up and ask her like what she did, and whatever she did, I'm just going to do.
It was crazy. You told me that you were going to do whatever she did.
I did. Yes, I actually did. So I don't know. Maybe I should just do that.
Well, shit. Hers was quite good, wasn't it?
What so
was it
she and crazy. She's going to the same hospital that we are most likely going to.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. But so she had an epidural. She said they gave her too much epidural.
Yes, and she couldn't feel anything.
I was like, "How was your experience?" She's like, "It was really hard." She goes, "I was numb for 12 hours, and then I was so numb by the time that." The baby was ready to come out that I couldn't push because I was too numb. I couldn't feel anything to push. So they had to take the epidural out, and then I felt everything for the push. So yes. That was really painful.
Yeah, she said it was painful.
And also the recovery was hard for her too. So yeah. Like she didn't have a good experience. But then it's like, I don't know. Does anyone really have a good experience? Then you have Holly's sister who had a natural birth.
Yeah.
Said it was like the best experience of her life. It was yeah. The most beautiful thing she's ever done. You know, it's just... interesting to hear. But then I have some amazing epidural stories. Like my sister, her third baby, she's like, literally he was out in two pushes. Like it was awesome. Although her recovery seemed a little hard, but yet probably even with a natural birth, maybe your recovery is hard. I mean, you just push the baby out. So
I imagine that it's hard, but who knows? I mean, I'd like to know people's opinions because, I am a little concerned myself. I don't know which way to go.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. I just don't love the idea of just being in this bright fluorescent hospital room with my legs wide open, pushing out to all these people and just feels like I want to be like squatting or something. I want to be like on all fours, like just or like in water or just...
But they don't have
to me, it feels really weird that you're laying on your back. Like, isn't it harder to push out a baby when you're laying on your back? Think about it. Think about gravity.
I agree.
Like, shouldn't you just be like sort of squatting that thing out?
But they don't have a bath in
some,
the place we go.
Some places have squatting bars. And to me, that just makes sense. I feel like the baby would come out easier.
You sounded like Heather Hallbath.
Pull the bubble, come out of her. Can you imagine Heather in labor?
And that would be from both ends.
Oh, yes, God. That's her pussy and her mouth.
Say that?
Terrible. Okay. Look at all these are pregnancy questions. Sonia says, how is being pregnant? Are you excited? Was it a planned pregnancy? So Sonia... We, first trimester, I was a bit nauseous. Second trimester, awesome, energetic, feel great. Was it a planned pregnancy? So Stephen and I looked at each other one day and it was like, well, you know, look, the truth is he's been ready for a couple of years
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
and he has been. And I was the one who was like nervous. Am I ready for this? Oh, once I do this or once I accomplish this or once I do that, then I'll be ready. Well, one day I woke up and I thought to myself, I want to be making content when I'm 80. I want to be the crazy old lady in sketches
Absolutely.
And movies. And I never really want to stop doing what I'm doing. So it's never really going to slow down. So this once I accomplish this or once I accomplish that, like when is that going to end? You know, I might as well do it while I'm goddamn fertile.
Exactly.
So that was kind of it. It was like, I realized there's just no perfect time and we just... Okay, we just stop trying
not to.
Wait.
Yeah, we stopped trying not to.
We
I think it happened in the garden.
We stop pulling out.
I think it happened in the garden that one day in the garden.
Because we never actually used birth control.
I'm certain it happened in the garden.
Yes, we did it in the garden one day.
That's 100%.
And Stephen is 100% convinced.
Because I had a funny feeling afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I really did have a very, very interesting feeling afterwards.
Whoa. That's awesome. So literally that was the third time we had sex.
Second. It went.
Was that the
one
second
garden? Another one.
No way.
Yeah, I remember it very. And the garden is the one. I'm shit. Certain of it.
So we got pregnant on the second time trying.
Maybe we should call it Garden Hilton.
Wow. Hmm. Why is my name Garden? Well, darling, because your mother and I banged it out in the garden.
I'm not going to say banged it out
and
to
that's
it.
Where you were conceived. Okay. Wow. So, and that's also, you know, feel very grateful for that because I know it's difficult for a lot of people. So, and I didn't know. I had no. In fact, my sister was, you know, Laura, you think it's just going to happen right away, but you know, it took us 7 months at least, and so you might as well start trying now. So I thought for sure it was going to take months and months, if not even a year. Like, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Ah, Jessica says home birth or water birth. I love that those are the options. Two. That's nice. It's like she knows.
Yes.
Although, girl, I might go epidural. I just don't know.
Yeah, I wonder what we're going to end up doing.
Oh, this is interesting. Jessica Simmons says, when your child grows up, are you going to... Look at all of... They're all baby-related questions. All of these.
What did you ask?
No, it's wonderful. I'm honestly not mad about this. Wait, the next one's not, and it's fucked up. So you guys are going to love the next one after this. No, it's great. When your child grows up... Okay, Jessica Simmons says, when your child grows up, are you going to let he or she be in your videos or start their own social media entertainment sites?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right?
Why not?
I mean, providing that...
They want to.
They want to. You know, it's like, it's...
Whatever they want to do is cool with me.
Uh-huh. I'm listening to The Conscious Parent right now. And it's talking about how they're really their own spirit. They're their own, you know, and our job is just to guide the child. Yes. And let the child be who they authentically are. And that there's, you know, just because you're artistic doesn't mean that your child is necessarily going to be artistic.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean, you know, and it's like just kind of, it would be wonderful and will be a good influence. But we'll see what the baby wants, what our child wants.
Yeah, yeah.
Our child might want nothing to do with it. And and our child's going to have a very strange life in that way of, you know, but totally protect whether or not, you know, they're interested in it or not. But
if we have, if we're doing a TV show or something, or, you know, they need to be in a baby, we talked about having a room where they could be babysat on the set. Is that gonna stop them making friends with other babies, though?
Oh, so Steven's saying, we were talking about Tina Fey and her husband. They're like a really big influence for us. So obviously Tina Fey for me, she's a show creator, comedian, actor, and I just was like, okay, I want that career. I mean, you know, my own version of what she does. You know, obviously social media is and the next generation, but. You know, as a comedy creator.
Yeah.
And then her husband is a composer.
Yeah.
He did all the music for 30 Rock. And we just thought that was so awesome. And they've been married forever. And so they're really collaborative, just like us.
Absolutely.
And I know that when they were doing 30 Rock, their kids were on set. Like, they had a room and their kids were being watched. But for all you know, the crew members with children also were able to bring their young ones.
They weren't on their own.
No.
That's good.
No. And in fact, we should, when we get to that point in our show, we should make sure that that anyone with young kids, you know, who aren't in school yet or whatever, can bring their kids and we'll have... professionals watching them.
Definitely.
While we work.
I love that idea.
You know, not just for us.
No, for everyone.
For everyone. But who knows, maybe 30 Rock worked that way.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, get this one, guys. Whew, I get like out of breath. It's really funny.
I've got a sniffy nose and sneezing all the time.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Carla had a cold. Did you see that today?
No.
Yeah, she was like sniffing and stuff today a lot. I know, and I was like, damn it, she's cleaning our kitchen, but she's also, like, sick. That's okay. We'll be fine. Nathaniel says, why do you exploit being fat to be quote unquote funny?
What?
And then someone responded, Debbie Downer. And then he responded, not really. She's the vapid excuse using a fat face filter to be funny. All her other videos of her without it suck.
Huh.
So to that, Nathaniel, I don't know why everyone thinks that. Well, not everyone.
Everyone doesn't.
Not everyone. Some people think that Helen and her family are fat. They're not fat.
They're skinny.
They're skinny. They're tall and skinny. They just have a square face and a wide neck. So that's just your own, what you see, you know? Helen, if you look at her body and her entire family, they're all thin. They just have square faces with big necks. So
that's fine.
And then someone responded to him saying, it's an overly exaggerated square jaw filter. Yeah. If anything, she's exploiting people with extreme rectangle heads. Hashtag justice for rectangles.
Yeah. Well, some people, we got some people saying, literally saying that. Why are you taking a mickey out of people with rectangle heads? You can't win. You can't win these days. Everyone's so bloody sensitive.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, they are. And, it's how much are you going to listen to that, you know?
If you really get offended.
But yet he's also saying, though, real quick, that my videos without the filter are not funny, which implies that he thinks that the Helen ones are.
Right, there you go.
She's like, why are you exploiting fat people for hashtag for quote unquote comedy?
Yeah, finds it funny.
Yeah, he's like, all your other videos suck. Well, then that implies that you don't think the Horvath videos suck. So what are you saying, dude?
He's a twat bag bastard.
He should hook up with the other twat
bag.
Yes,
exactly. They can have a twat bag wedding.
Oh my God. Camille Sarah Barton says, how do you come up with your skits? They're so funny and awesome. Man, Camila, literally weird shit comes to me all the time. Sometimes it's based on people I know and sometimes it just comes in my head. But I think just living life and just having a funny brain, I don't know. Just the way Steven, when he listens to a song, he hears it in a different way and
works. Yeah, I hear the parts.
Right, you hear the parts and you... You know, like how do you come up with music? Like, isn't that a really hard thing to answer?
I think it's from the heavens.
Yeah, like I feel like that too. So it's very hard to explain. It's not like it's definitely not from a class.
No.
Yeah.
When you looked at that 3D baby today, I was looking at that going, I mean, I definitely believe in a higher power. There's no way I couldn't look into that.
I mean, that's honestly,
crazy.
And that is inside me right
that's
now.
That's what I know. It can hear us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It feels bad calling it it.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Damon Chuck says, has being pregnant changed your sense of humor for the better, for the worse?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, Damon, I have actually thought, you know, that, you know, some of my comedy can be vulgar and, you know, I have thought I'd like to make stuff that our baby can watch. And so it's made me think about ways to perhaps be less offensive. That being said, I still want to stay true to my voice.
You're still as offensive as ever. Thank you very much.
Wow, it's not born yet, is it? So many awesome questions. Maybe we'll get to some more next week.
Yeah, let's record another one in the end of this week. We'll put it up next week.
Yeah, you guys, this was awesome. Just to recap, I would love you guys to go and join the Facebook Laura Clary Podcast group on Facebook. I want to see your face and read your comments and... Also, any moms, dads out there, what did you guys do? Epidural, natural, water, birthing center, hospital. What did you do? How was the experience? Would you have done it differently? Talk to me. Post a picture of your baby. And make sure if you guys haven't subscribed to the podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. Rate it 5 stars.
Give us a review on iTunes.
In fact, it'd be really helpful if you guys would all go to iTunes and once again let everyone know that the podcast is great and Steven has a 5-star bum hole.
Oh my God. So many of them.
All right. Love you guys. Bye. Talk soon. Have a great day.
Oh, but make about a gratitude happy Christmas. List. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays, everyone. We're off to see Stephen's family. We haven't been to London in 2 years. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. I hope you guys are spending it with your loved ones. And come on, man. Let's get into some gratitude right now. Let's get in the holiday spirit. Love you guys.